Feds arrest migrant shoplifting gang after 5 years in New England. By Warner Todd Houston on April 16, 2024. Federal agents have finally started arresting suspects reportedly involved in an organized criminal gang of migrants accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars of merchandise from stores across New England. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced the arrests of Marvin Estuardo Morales de Paz, 33, Abraham Dagar Enrique, 24, Sebastian Lejuch Solomon, 30, and Jonathan Josue Ambers Perez, 31, several of whom federal authorities charged in Rhode Island, according to Maine Wire. One of the thefts attributed to this group of migrants occurred in Rockland, Maine, in February 2023. 7 migrants were arrested in that incident, and several of those arrested in Maine in 2023 have now been arrested in Rhode Island. Home Depot loss prevention personnel discovered that a group of individuals were attempting to steal more than $1,900 in electrical wire and other merchandise concealed in a box of another item, said Special Agent Brendan Cullen. Several of the same individuals were present in the van in Rockland as in Warwick and Providence. The method the thieves used also involved a purchase at the Home Depot stores they targeted. According to Cullen, the men would choose a large piece of furniture, such as a cabinet, then shove high-ticket items, such as copper wire or laminate flooring, into the larger item. They would then buy the large item, in which they had concealed the other products that escaped the attention of the checkout workers. Later, they would return the furniture for a refund. The crew was arrested after a similar heist in Smithfield, Rhode Island, on April 2. After executing a search warrant, police seized $83,000 in cash, $11,000 worth of stolen goods, and a 2019 Ford F-150. While some of the men were arrested in Rhode Island, Josue Ambers Perez was arrested in Pennsylvania. This is no minor shoplifting operation. These men targeted specific products in large quantities and followed a patterned method for removing those items from the store without payment. Suffolk County, Massachusetts, District Attorney Kevin Hayden said in a statement after the arrest of Josue Ambers Perez, "This is the type of retail larceny that can drive stores out of communities and harm residents by removing convenient shopping options for them." Many of these men have been arrested before, as well, but skipped out on court dates. Groups of immigrants organizing criminal theft gangs have been an increasing problem across the country as President Joe Biden's border crisis continues to endanger America. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. In February, authorities in the western Philadelphia suburb of West Whiteland Township reported ongoing clashes with organized gangs of retail thieves made up of border crossers. Police officials identified at least 3 gangs of migrants responsible for the theft of thousands of dollars of merchandise in the area. Many other areas of the country have also been hit by roaming bands of migrant thieves. Chicago and its suburbs have been inundated by waves of thefts, often at the hands of organized migrant gangs. Early in 2024, authorities in the western suburb of Oak Brook noted that an increase in thefts in multiple retail outlets was being perpetrated by immigrants who had been traced back to migrant shelters in Chicago. Other areas in the Chicago region have also reported gangs of immigrants engaged in criminal activities. Lake County, Illinois, located just north of Chicago, reported that a migrant gang was suspected of operating a theft ring targeting businesses. Authorities in Michigan found similar circumstances after a gang of migrants from Chile was arrested for robbing a Macy's store in Oakland County. In addition, a pair of Chilean illegals was nabbed in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and charged with robbing a jewelry store. New York City has also been slammed with packs of migrants riding scooters and mopeds, rampaging across the city. In one case, one of these gangs assaulted a 62-year-old woman and dragged her down the street. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.